following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Does your roof need replacing, your house need cleaning, or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen? Big or small, whatever your home improvement need, now it's easy to find the right home pro for your project. Log on to fast.servicemagic.com. Service Magic is a free online resource with instant access to pre-screened remodelers, maids, handymen, roofers, and many other home contractors. Just go to fast.servicemagic.com. Service Magic has a network of licensed and insured contractors in hundreds of home improvement categories. If you need a painter, electrician, plumber, or any other home service, visit fast.servicemagic.com. It's easy and it's free, and it's the source to find neighbor-recommended contractors in your area. Now you can hire a pre-screened home pro with confidence. Go to fast.servicemagic.com. It's quick, it's free, and there's no obligation. Go to fast.servicemagic.com. That's fast.servicemagic.com.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg. Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated. Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev. Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you on today's program as we are back from Chicago. I want to thank Bruce Furniture and Complete Nutrition for their continuing coverage of the Big Ten Conference. Today on the program, we'll talk with Michigan head football coach Brady Hoke. We'll also be chatting with American Legion baseball coaches Brad Archer of Kearney Runza and Steve Illingworth of Hastings 5 Points, both picking up wins yesterday after being defeated in the first round Saturday of the State American Legion baseball tournament. And we'll keep you up to date on that as well here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Want to let you know that our phone number is 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776 if you'd like to join in the program today, or if you'd like to email us, we love those as well. The Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug, spell out the word and, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Glad to be back in studio. A little bit going on over the weekend, but obviously the headlines nationally have to do with the Olympics. And, of course, those, you know what? I like Tim Tebow, but I'm already sick of this, all right? You know, so they're at Jets camp today with ESPN. What can you possibly be telling me every single moment of every single day about a backup quarterback? I get the star value, and I like Tim Tebow. But it's enough already, all right? Let's get into the preseason. It just shows that there's too much out there. There's too much out there for ESPN not to cover. And so more Tim Tebow today. It's crazy, crazy, crazy. But the Olympics continue on. Had some good golf over the weekend. The Cox Classic gets underway this week in Omaha. Even for you NASCAR fans, maybe the highlight of the year is the Brickyard 400. Can anybody even compete with Jimmy Johnson? In fact, the race was such a blowout yesterday, there were no intentional wrecks in the last two laps. Mike Will has been with me in Chicago and the last couple of weeks co-hosting most of the Doug and Daddy shows with me. But he remains in Omaha, where Hastings will be playing this afternoon at 4 o'clock in the American Legion Baseball Tournament. And Mike, you're a NASCAR fan. I am not. But doesn't that tell you something? It's such a blowout, there are no wrecks down the end.
I cannot believe you're actually mentioning NASCAR on the Doug and Daddy Show. Boy, things have really turned since we got back to Chicago. What's up?
I know. We went from Big Ten football wall to wall to me mentioning one of the sports that I never give more than a minute on this show. But it's like any other lower profile sport, when something actually is going on, you do need to mention it. So Jimmy Johnson, likable guy, and he's winning on the NASCAR circuit. We're going to talk some more baseball in just a little bit, but Big Ten football and a variety of other topics over the weekend. Besides doing all the baseball, Michael, what else stuck in your mind from the weekend?
Well, I watched a lot of that NASCAR race yesterday after we got back from the baseball game. Real story for the NASCAR fans is that Dale Earnhardt Jr. is now the NASCAR Sprint Cup points leader. That hasn't happened since 2004. So the Earnhardt fans, I know there are many around central Nebraska and the United States. He is now number one in the point standings. No, I don't think anybody on the big tracks can catch Jimmy Johnson. And, yeah, it was kind of a boring race down the stretch. Usually you have a big wreck with two or three laps to go, and they have that green-white checker deal at the end, and it always makes for an exciting time. But Jimmy Johnson absolutely had the folks covered yesterday at Indy. What else has been going on? Kansas City Royals, they continue to lose. You see, they're back in their usual spot now. I was just checking the morning paper this morning. Kansas City has dropped to the cellar. They have dropped to the cellar now in the American League Central Division. What are they? They're 2-8 in their last 10 games. What is going on with Kansas City?
I don't know. It's pitching, because it's pitching, and some of the young guys have some growing pains, and it's unfortunate because our boy Alex Gordon is actually having a pretty good year. But at what point do you lose interest? Billy Butler, at one point yesterday, they were showing early in the ball game over this four-game series, right? Over this series with Seattle over the weekend. Let me just double-check that. Yeah, four-game series with Seattle. I think it was Butler's second at-bat yesterday. The team, Billy Butler was hitting 700 over the weekend series against Seattle. The rest of the team was hitting 108.
Wow. Seattle is the last place team in the Western Division, so they were not up against the top of the division as the Kansas City continues to struggle. And I think the interest from here on out is iffy at best, don't you think?
Well, it is iffy, and unfortunately, and the Royals, if they do what they always do, they'll get hot in September and they'll play good baseball, but nobody will care. And what makes it tragic is you look at the teams that the Royals have been playing now, albeit they had to go on that 11-game road trip before the All-Star game. It gave all the folks time to get Kauffman Stadium ready for baseball's biggest night, and I get that. But they were playing Minnesota, who was terrible, Toronto, who was mediocre, and Detroit, who's good. Okay, then you come back with the White Sox, who are playing at home, though. But then you come back home, and you have a 10-game homestand, which is the White Sox. Then you have Seattle and Minnesota for 7 games. And you can't find a way to win a few of those. You can't find a way to win those. I mean, go 4-3, 5-2, and then you go on the road, expect you get what you get when you go to the Angels, who are surging, and now you got Seattle, and that's going to take us into August. They'll return home with Cleveland for just a pair of games, and then you get Texas, and then on the road for the White Sox in Baltimore. So of course, when you're the worst team in the league, everybody's better than you, so who are you going to beat?
They've lost 5 games in a row, 2-6 in their, actually 2-8 in their last 10. Good news today, though, they're not going to lose. There's no way they can lose today.
Off day.
Royals have the day off today.
It's rough being a Royals fan. You think it's tough being a Cubs fan? It's rough being a Royals fan. 888-455-ESPN. The Olympics are going on. I'm watching a little bit of that. I guess I get the feeling, Mike, that not a lot of general sports fans know that it's an upset or a shocker until the national media in London tells them that it's an upset or a shocker, no matter what sport it is.
We've got it on here in the hotel lobby where I'm at right now, swimming going on right now. Yeah, you got to tell me if it's an upset or not, because I'm not, like I told you last week, I'm not somebody that's going to sit here and follow the Olympics for 10, 12 hours a day. I don't know if it's an upset or not. We had that girl last night, and that's an all-around competition. It's something that did not qualify. That evidently was an upset, huh?
Well, yeah, problems with the women's gymnastic, problems with the men's 4x1 in the swimming. And I guess the question now is Michael Phelps just kind of going through this Olympics as a swan song? I think he's going to get a gold. I think he's going to get one more individual gold. But obviously, you got to hit the Olympics in the prime, and he did the first two times around, and now he's on the back end. Amazing that yesterday, his first ever Olympic silver medal, because he's had so many golds.
Well, goody for him. You know what? After we got back from Chicago, and I spent countless hours here in Omaha waiting for baseball to get going, I'm ready. I'm ready for some football now. Doesn't that, after we go to Chicago, doesn't that get you in tune with football? And my attention right now is turned toward the football season. We can wrap up this American Legion Baseball Tournament this weekend. It's on the football, and I am geared up. I am ready to go.
Yeah, it always seems to get you – it's realistic. It's now that it's here. We've talked. We've found some things out. And Thursday and Friday, we talked about the atmosphere and everything that went on. So, Mike, let's talk – and some of the things that we got to do when we weren't doing all of the tons of interviews with some of the great players and coaches. And you always – find out how great these players are, and yeah, they put on their grade A and game one face for all this, but what impressed you from a football standpoint? Which team, which players impressed you, and maybe on the other side of things, who did you walk away going, maybe that's not who I thought they were?
I was impressed by, you know, this is my first Big Ten media day that you took me to, and I was impressed on how the players interacted with the media. For the most part, they were very, very good. I mean, we had access to all the coaches, all the football players, mostly for 2 days straight. Anything that we wanted to ask, we could basically get. Any coach that we wanted, we could basically get. You know, we even talked to the stars. You talked to Denard Robinson. I was very impressed with him. I got to see Monte Ball during the that time there in the Big Ten media days. He's a running back from Wisconsin that's going to be up for the Heisman. And our three Nebraska players, I thought, performed very well, too.
Will Compton's got a screw loose. I know that. Rex Burkhead, Rex Burkhead is the face of the program. And Kyler Reed is definitely that player that could he's one of those guys that could help make this football team take that next step. If you're looking for specialty players, the tight ends for Nebraska, as we've talked with a variety of folks and kind of wrapped that up with Sean Callahan on Friday's show, you got three good ones there, and there's many more on this football team. I come away, here's my initial reaction. Michigan, Michigan State, and Nebraska are picked to be cohorts in the Legends division. Any of those teams could win it. Michigan seems to have all kinds of offense, but now, and we'll hear from Brady Hoke later on in this program, now Fitz Toussaint is not on the football team, so you lose your top running back. You lose another player due to stealing a laptop computer, and he's off the team. So you've got disciplinary action going right in, which always is going to rock the boat. Michigan's defense has always been a question. It has been lately, and I think that's where Michigan is vulnerable. Michigan State, I now have more questions about their offense than I did going in. I think they got some very good players. They put on a good face. Their defense is going to be outstanding. And Nebraska, well, a lot of people again say it hinges on Taylor Martinez. It doesn't hinge on Taylor Martinez because, Mike, I'll tell you this. If Taylor Martinez doesn't perform, Nebraska's not even going to be in consideration for talk. They won't finish third. Iowa will pass them. They'll be battling for fourth and fifth. So I'm not hinging anything on Taylor Martinez. He has to go out and play like a starting Division I BCS quarterback, which I have no doubt that he will. My question marks are still on defense, still on that linebacker position, still on that secondary, and that's my question marks on Nebraska. On the other side, Wisconsin is loaded. Wisconsin is loaded. Ohio State, let's just see how many waves they can make. And to be honest, the Purdue kids were good. The Penn State kids are good. The Illinois kids are very good. The Indiana kids, very good. But I think Penn State has a good chance of being third, but they've got to get off to a good start so that they don't feel the whole world's against them. Penn State's going to be a good football team if they don't lose a lot of these kids that they're talking about, and that's my impression. So I think Wisconsin and Ohio State are heads and shoulders above everybody in the leaders division. I think it's just going to flat out come down to injuries in the legends division because every team has some question marks.
I came away, and I don't know if this is a homer feeling or not, but after spending most of the morning with Bo at that round table, he is a very competent football coach right now. And I like the way he talks about his football team. He's got some leaders. Now, this is his team, all of his recruits since the time he came on Nebraska. This is his football team now. Don't be surprised that Nebraska is going to cause some noise in the Big Ten this year. I had a good feeling when I boarded the plane in Chicago on Friday. I had a good feeling about what Nebraska has coming up and what's in store for this upcoming season. I like Nebraska to maybe create some noise in the Big Ten this year.
Doug Duda, Mike Will with you on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. Well, going in, I had a good feeling. I said this is a 10-2, maybe a 9-3 ball club. I think 10-2 is very optimistic from what I hear from most of the pundits, not just around the nation, but in the state of Nebraska. And whether 10-2 is good enough to do some major things and get to a BCS game, I have both of the losses coming in conference, which most likely will keep Nebraska out of the championship game. You just don't know how it's going to get jumbled up, because you'll come down to tiebreakers, and if we lose, Nebraska loses to Michigan or Michigan State, and you're tied with them, well, you're going to probably lose that tiebreaker. So that's kind of how Michigan State got in. We beat them. Nebraska beat them last year, but that was their only loss, and so they get into the conference championship game. I think it'll be interesting, and it's almost here. Fan Day is this Friday in Lincoln. The first practice for the Huskers are Saturday. Sean Callahan will have our Big Red reports every weekday beginning 1 week from today. Any other impressions, Mike, from Big Ten Media Days before we talk a little baseball?
You know, there's so much to talk about, so much that we learned when we spent time with each and every coach. There's a story coming out of basically every school, and I'm sure you'll get to here, as you brought back in numerous interviews that we're going to be hearing on the Doug and Danny Show right up until kickoff time. You can really start with any school, and there's a story. So that was the amazing point.
I tell you what, you can really tell the haves and the have-nots, can't you?
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt about it. And even just when we got interviews and things, some schools, some players, some coaches were a lot more accessible to get to, basically because of the lack of interest. Naturally, Urban Meyer and that program are very tough to get to. There's a lot of media attention, both locally and nationally, with Urban Meyer and Ohio State. The Penn State situation, very hard to get the people and players there. And then there's some other schools. Purdue we had good luck with. Indiana we had good luck with. And those are the has-nots right now, and that's just the way it's going to be for a while.
One last football impression. We'll continue to talk about this for the next 5 months now, at least on the Doug and Daddy Show. But Northwestern, I think I mentioned this Friday, Northwestern is an easy team to root for because they got good guys and you expect to beat them. And they've had the hard luck story and haven't won a bowl game since the Rose Bowl back in the late 1940s. But they've only got limited kids coming back that were starters last year. And I just, as great as it was to talk to Kane Cole, to the quarterback, and Coach Fitzgerald and their players last week, I don't see Northwestern. They have to go to Minnesota. And that game, I believe, is going to be for the seller in the Legends division, no matter how good those football teams are, because I think Iowa is actually going to be pretty good. Northwestern does get to host Iowa, and maybe they can pull another upset off there. But as good as Northwestern could be as a 500 team last year, I don't see them taking any jumps this year either. Mike, let's do some baseball before I let you go, because we're going to be talking with Coach Brad Archer and Steve Illingworth here in just a moment. Hastings isn't tearing the cover off the ball, but they found a way to go 1-1 so far.
Hastings losing 10-0 on the first day at Omaha West. I had only two base hits in that ball game. Yesterday we come back to the elimination ball game and play the Millard Sox, which is the second team out of Millard West, and they had the lead. This is a team that was 17-31 coming in to the state tournament. They had the lead going into the eighth inning, and some way Hastings came up with the three runs in the bottom of the eighth inning, and they go on to beat the Millard Sox. They had only four hits total in the ball game. So Hastings has played, we played 16 innings. We got beat in 7 innings the first day. We played all 9 innings yesterday. So we have played 9 innings, and we've had a total of 6 base hits in the two games, and we're 1-1 going into the elimination game today.
And Bellevue West is the team they're in because they're the host. So anytime you can play the host, you got to think you got a pretty good chance to be competitive, if not win the ball game.
Well, actually, Omaha Burke is the host on our side. You got that all mixed up.
Pardon me.
Hate to correct you, my man. Omaha Burke is the host team, and we're playing the team from Bellevue East today.
Well, you were correct on that. Bellevue did beat the host only by 2 runs on Friday night or Saturday night, and then got beat yesterday. So it's not exactly like they've beaten anybody that's a national power in this state tournament.
Bellevue is the team that lost to PI Midwest Omaha Creighton Prep last night by the score of 8-1. But Creighton Prep probably the favorite to to win this this side over here in Omaha, the National Division. So we'll see. Reading some stuff up on today, they are very good. They've got some good sticks. They've got obviously a couple of pitchers left. Hastings is going to go with Mason Spelnick as a starter today. We understand Mason, he threw the final couple of innings yesterday to really shut down Millard Sox, and he wanted the ball after the ball game. He said, "Coach, can I still pitch tomorrow?" He threw two innings, gave up no runs, only two base hits, no walks, and two strikeouts. So Mason Spelnick is the guy that Hastings can put all their eggs in one basket, so to speak. When you get down to the elimination ball game, you got to do everything. And yesterday, Hastings used three pitchers in Ryan Bender, Brandon Panganiban for the second day, and Mason Spelnick. So we'll find out what happens at 4 o'clock go time this afternoon.
All right, Michael, we'll be listening to the game with a 3:45 pregame on 1230 KHAS and see if we can keep Hastings in the tournament at least another day.
Yeah, we'll go with another elimination game tomorrow. Once you lose that first ball game, that's all we do. We just play elimination game after elimination game after elimination game. Hastings went to Columbus a couple of years ago in the state tournament, lost their first game, much like we did this year. Then they came back and finished 2-2, and we kind of hung around for a while, and that might be the case here. Hastings was a very good pitcher on the mound today, and obviously we got to get our offense cranked up. We cannot have 2 and 4 base hits and expect to win a baseball game.
Well, we'll be listening, Mike. Thanks for joining us for the opening segment here, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, have a good week.
Thanks, Mike Will, sports director, Hastings, voice of the Broncos and voice of Hastings Athletics. Hastings High, Adams Central, St. Cecilia. We're going to take a break here. Steve Illingworth, the head coach of Hastings 5 Points, going to join us in just a little bit. But Brad Archer, Carney Renza, they're coming up at 1 o'clock this afternoon. We'll talk with him next.
Look here, make the most of your summer with great savings from Lowe's. Check out our most popular bay ceramic tile now for just 57 cents per square foot. Then get outside and wrangle those weeds with 1.33-gallon bottles of Roundup Pullin' Spray and Home Defense Max Insect Killer, each just $9.88. Hurry into Lowe's for these and other great values every day. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through July 30th. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Congratulations. I know you'll be very happy with the Honda Pilot.
Before I go, I just want to say I'd given up on getting a great deal until today.
I'm glad you didn't, sir. And before you go, I just want to say it was an honor to give a well-qualified buyer like you a great 0.9% APR financing deal, sir.
As you were, Honda salesman. As you were.
Another happily ever after moment brought to you by the huge inventory and great deals at the Honda Summer Clearance Event. See dealer for financing details.
ESPN Radio, bringing you directly to the biggest events in sports.
It is gone!
From opening day of baseball.
Tag out!
Right through the World Series.
Craig is going back. Craig's got home, and the Cardinals are World Series champions.
Whether it's Kobe, LeBron, or D-Wade, when the NBA tips off, ESPN Radio is right there until a champion is crowned.
LeBron James gets his first title as the Heat gets its second in franchise history.
And when the magic of bowl season arrives, ESPN Radio is your home for the BCS.
21-0, and Alabama's the BCS national champion.
The biggest events in sports can be found right here on ESPN Radio.
Some partial clearing is possible at times today. Showers and storms early on, then redeveloping late with a high reaching to 95. Tonight, slight chance of isolated showers or storms continuing with a low of 69.
Right now, it's 75.
Swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing. Swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing. Swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Back from Chicago. I'm not even sure what that was last night. There must have been UFOs because there was light in the sky and there was noise. And then there was like, what do they call that? Moisture on the ground last night. I have no idea. The only time I knew that that happened was when I had my T&L irrigation system driving down the road, taking care of all the farmers in the state of Nebraska. And T&L has a wide range of operating controls available that'll match your pivot management requirements. They're GPS ready with Precision Point Control 3, letting you set up to 5 variable application areas in either forward or reverse directions. You look at your field now, you don't have a T&L in it, you go, I'm taking a hit this year. Don't let it happen again. T&L is there for you. It's never too early to think about this fall, this winter, next season. Call your local T&L dealer. Stop by and see them. They'll take all the time you want to describe and show every positive feature in a T&L pivot irrigation system. T&L pivot systems, easier on you for a lifetime. American Legion Baseball continuing on. Kearney Runza will be playing this afternoon against Millard West at 1 o'clock. And taking just a few minutes to chat with us is head coach Brad Archer. Coach, good morning. How much moisture did we get? Did the field even know what to do with moisture?
No, it was great for our outfield. The city's out here right now kind of fixing things up a little bit. But no, it was good to see the rain.
Well, 2 ball games for you in the state tournament in a short amount of time. Because you're the host, you play the last game like every host does the opening night. Came up with a gut-wrenching 3-2 loss, solo home run, knocks you out of that after a well-pitched game by Keegan Fitzgerald. So emotionally and physically, you got to turn around and play in less than 12 hours, and the kids found a way to bounce back in pretty positive fashion.
Well, they did, and that's something, you know, we talked about right after the game with Papio South on Saturday night. And, you know, I've been doing this for quite a few years, and we've been fortunate enough to be in a number of tournaments. And I told the kids that the way it usually goes is that next game after you lose the first game of the state tournament is always the toughest game from a mental standpoint, and especially where we had such a quick turnaround, I knew it was going to be doubly tough. But be quite honest with you, our kids came to the park yesterday morning in a good move, and we were enthusiastic, and I think it sure helped. We were the visiting team, and we were able to put up 3 runs on the scoreboard in the top of the first, and I think that kind of got us on our way.
How does the – I know I ask you this numerous times on and off the air, but all the Omaha teams happened to win on Saturday, and that's not unusual, but you either find a way, it seems like Kearney is always the underdog. You guys either find a way to win, go deep in the tournament, and then you take on a very good team on Saturday and you take them down to the 9th inning. What is it about the overall program at Kearney that keeps them in contention for state titles year after year after year, even when maybe the depth isn't there this year or last year as it has been in the past?
Well, I think the biggest thing, and like I've said before, is, you know, we're very fortunate in that we get our best kids out for baseball, whether it be Kearney High or Kearney Catholic. And when I talk about best kids, I'm talking about, not that there aren't exceptions, but usually you're talking about multi-sport kids. You know, we have a lot of quarterbacks, running backs, point guards, those type of things. So some of the better athletes as far as a multi-sport is concerned. And so you're not going to win without having good kids, good competitors, et cetera. So we've been very fortunate over the years to get those type of kids out.
Talk about who you're going with on the mound today.
Well, we're going to start Grady Kowalski on the mound. He's been our number 3 the entire year. And so we'll hand him the ball to start out with. And then we've got guys like Ben Bourne and Caleb Lundgren that will be ready to go. The problem for us is when Grady pitches, that kind of puts us in a little bit of a bind as far as some other defensive positions. But we're going to go ahead and go with him and see if he can give us a good 5 or 6 innings at least.
Millard West, the opponent, they took out Home Federal in the first round. Obviously, you live at the ballpark. You've watched them play enough baseball. Tell me about them.
Well, they're a typical Millard West team, very good athletes. They hit the ball extremely well. You know, last night they got beat by Millard South, but you know, they were right on the fringe of really making that game exciting, if not winning it. I think they left bases loaded twice, with once with no outs and another time with 1 out. And, you know, an extra hit here or there, and that would have ended up being a real great ball game.
And Brad, what about the quality of the teams that are still out there? We know about you. We know about Home Federal. The 2 Papillion teams, Millard South, they bring a lot of history with them as well. Maybe not so much for Papillion South, but Millard South and Papillion obviously have a little history.
Well, they do. I mean, all the teams that are out here, the normal ones that you see, you know, at the end of the year. And like you said, obviously with Papillion and their coach, Jimmy Thomas, who's been coaching, I think, now this is his 39th year. It's good to see them back here, and they definitely have a good squad this year. They ended up getting beat last night by Papillion South 4-2. And then when you talk about Papillion South, as I said before, Papillion South's probably been one of the two premier programs in the state over the last 3 or 4 years. They won a couple high school tournaments and then sandwiched in a Legion state tournament in between those. So they're back, and they're always deep with pitching, and it's no different this year. So like I said, there's a lot of good teams out here, and we're kind of getting them eliminated one by one here. So.
Well, Brad Archer, head coach of Kearney Runza, last question before we let you go. What is the mentality since you've been on the winner's bracket side, you've been in the loser's bracket side? What does the coach speak to the kids now to be able to try and get them focused to continue to play another day, another day, another day?
Well, you know, I'm hoping, like I said yesterday, it was a tough game to come back out, and we won that, and so we're still in it. And kids know we're down to one loss here or the season's over. So, you know, at this point in time, you know, that's one thing about what you said on our success. Our kids have been through this. I think most of our kids that are in our program don't know what it's like not to be in a state tournament, so they've definitely been through this before, and they've been on both sides as far as winning all and you know, maybe finishing third or fourth or something like that. So they know what it comes down to. And like I said, we have a lot of multi-sport athletes that have been in, you know, state competitions before in other sports. So they know they just got to come out and play hard and play well, because you do have to play well. And, you know, we'll be all right. They're a good group of kids. And like I said, I know they'll come out and compete.
Well, once again, everybody seems to love to come to Kearney, the facilities and the way it's professionally run up there. And, Arch, let's see if we can keep Runza in it another day.
All right, thanks.
Take care, Brad Archer. 1 o'clock, folks, this afternoon up at Memorial Field. Kearney takes on Millard West. Then at 4 o'clock, Grand Island Home Federal will try and stay alive against Papillion La Vista. And the winner's bracket game at 7 o'clock, Papillion La Vista South takes on Millard South. And go on up, catch some American Legion baseball. Maybe take a late lunch to catch some of that Kearney game starting at 1 o'clock today up at Memorial Field. So that's what's going on there. For the juniors, Kearney stayed alive yesterday with a 13-5 win over Bellevue East, and they will be playing Grand Island Wells Fargo. That is hosted by Bellevue East at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Omaha Creighton Prep knocked Grand Island Wells Fargo into the loser's bracket game yesterday, and that is at 2 o'clock. The other juniors game, Papillion La Vista South against Sandhills Publishing, and in the winner's bracket, Creighton Prep and Millard West. In the Class A National Division that is going on in Omaha at Burke Stadium, it was Hastings dropping their opening game by a score of 10-0, and then they come back yesterday with a gutty 8-7 win over the Millard Sox, and we are pleased to be joined by the head coach of Hastings 5 Points, Steve Illingworth, here on the Doug and Daddy Show as they get ready for their 4 o'clock game this afternoon. And Coach, congratulations on a gutty performance yesterday, and thanks for giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Well, thank you, and you're welcome. You know, we're really happy to be here and be at the state tournament, and we hope we can play well today.
Steve, obviously, some of the pitching, especially yesterday, held you in there a little bit. The offense hasn't necessarily been there. I want to go back all the way to the area final where you took on Kearney in the championship. You guys come back through. You play that doubleheader with really nothing on the line because both teams already know where they're going to state, who they're playing at the state tournament, but yet your kids come out and they battle. They get that first win, forcing a second game. What does that say about your troops?
Well, it says a lot. You know, we've grown a lot. We're a really young team, and we've started very slowly this year. I think we had a 3-10 start. We're now I have 28 wins on the season. And it says a lot about the kids, the maturity that they've gained over this season, because early in the year, I think Kearney came over in the first game of the year and beat us like 14-0, and second game we played and wasn't much prettier, and we just kept improving and had a game we thought we should have beat Kearney, and then it's a pride thing. The players respect Kearney and know they're a great program, and if you get with Kearney, you're up there with the best. So it says a lot about our kids in the terms of the growth they've made this year from very young players, and now I view them as more mature players, and they're getting where we want them to be.
What about getting these kids into the state tournament and getting that? All you got to do is get that first win, a lot of coaches say, and you never know where the snowball effect is going to go. And it took a while to get that lead yesterday.
It did. You know, we when I was talking to Mike Will on KJS Radio, I said the key is we've got to score some runs early because we rely so heavily on our pitching and defense. And we stuck up five early, and I'm thinking 5-1, and we're going to win this game easy, and then they respond with four. So it's pretty key for us. We need to score some runs early, and we need to pitch and play defense because we just haven't had many games where we put up a lot of runs.
We're talking with Steve Illingworth. He is the head coach of the Hastings 5 Point Seniors. They play this afternoon against Bellevue at 4 o'clock, and we had Mike Will on at the start of the program to recap a variety of things after getting him back from Big Ten Media Days in Chicago, and he says Mason Spilnick is going to get the start after coming in and getting the win in relief yesterday. Talk about that decision.
Well, Mason, he's one of our top three pitchers. He's 8-4 on the year, and he has a 2.43 earned run average. He threw about 20 pitches yesterday and coming in two innings and getting the win, actually. He was our planned third game pitcher. He wants the ball today, and that's who I want out there, the kid that wants the ball in this situation. You know, we'll watch him closely, but I think it'll be fine. The only thing about 20 pitches yesterday, it would affect how deep he can go in the game, I'm sure. But, you know, the players have a lot of confidence in Mason when he's out on the mound, and that's really important at this stage of the season.
What can you tell me about Bellevue and what you've seen from their two games at State?
I went last night to the Bellevue-Creighton Prep game and ran a chart on them and Prep because we knew we were playing the loser of that game. What I saw in Bellevue West is they're a very, very aggressive base-running team. That's the scouting report I had on them. They hustle. That's the type of team where, you know, our outfielders are not going to, they can't be nonchalant even about a routine single. And our pitcher, Mason's going to have to hold runners. Our catcher's going to have to throw a couple guys out. But, you know, in summary, they're a very speedy team. They run a lot. They put a lot of pressure on your defense. So that's what I saw. Hitting-wise, I think we're, you know, they appear to me to be about like we are. So, you know, it's the type of game where if we can hold their running game in check, we have a chance to beat them.
Last minute here with Steve Illingworth, coaching the Hastings 5 Point Seniors. As Mike was saying, just a couple of years ago when the state tournament was in Columbus, you guys were in a similar situation, dropped the opening game and then got a couple in a row to kind of get things going. Is there any similarities between those two teams, and what is the key to keep going in that loser's bracket?
You know, the key is you just take one pitch, one out, one inning at a time, and that's what I preach to my players, especially at this time of the year, because you go to sleep on one play and it can cost you the game. The similarities are that team I had 2 years ago was more of a veteran team. This team is a very young team, and they're kind of finding their way as we go along, but they're responding really well. You know, they had a tough loss against Omaha Westside that first day, but I was really pleased to see him come back yesterday and play so well. So, you know, the key today is we've just got to play every pitch like it might be your last.
And you've probably been around the team at least a little bit this morning. How are their spirits? How are they feeling?
Oh, they're good. They're good. You know, they're rested up, and we're going to try to get them, you know, a light lunch and get them hydrated and just go out there and give our best shot. But, no, I think we're ready to go, and hope we have a good game.
Hastings and Bellevue West, 4 o'clock this afternoon. Pre-game at 3:45 on our sister station, 1230 KHAS and HastingsLink.com. Steve, hopefully it's another exciting game, and let's see if we can play some more baseball tomorrow.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, thanks for the time. Steve Illingworth, head coach at Hastings 5 Point Bank. Steve and all of our guests taken care of by our friends at BK, Burger King, two locations in Kearney, also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. They're the home of the Whopper, Kearney's favorite burger for more than 30 years. Stop by and have one anytime because, yes, even for breakfast, they'll serve you a burger at BK. We'll take a break. Brady Hoke will be joining us, the head football coach at Michigan, in just a couple of minutes here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hi, it's the Herd. Here's a startling fact. If you don't have a will, the government and courts decide what happens to your property when you pass away. Ugh, crazy, right? In honor of National Make-A-Will Month, LegalZoom.com wants to give you a special discount to help make sure you're legally protected. In the past 12 years, over 2 million Americans have used LegalZoom, I'm one of them, for last wills, living trusts, and more. And they save hundreds, even thousands of dollars versus a traditional lawyer. With LegalZoom, you get individualized services tailored to the laws of your state. That's right. The online process guides you step by step, and you get total customer support. I did. So protect your family and assets today with a LegalZoom will. Or get a living trust this month at LegalZoom.com and get a personalized pour-over will for free. Visit LegalZoom.com today and enter Colin, C-O-L-I-N, in the referral box at checkout for special savings. LegalZoom is not a law firm, and self-help services are at your specific direction. Individualized advice is provided through a legal plan and available in most states.
There we were, me and my buddies at our favorite hangout, Cunningham's Journal. This time, we're sitting out in the courtyard, which is pretty cool. It's like you're sitting out in the tropics, got the palm trees, beachy scene, bunch of TVs to watch sports, and of course, live entertainment every week. When all of a sudden, I had an urge to get a frozen margarita. Of course, my friends just laughed. If you're looking for a good place to hang out this summer, eat good food, or even have a margarita, Cunningham's Journal in the courtyard is the place to be in downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Some partial clearing is possible at times today. Showers and storms early on, then redeveloping late with a high reaching to 95. Tonight, slight chance of isolated showers or storms continuing with a low of 69.
Right now, it's 75.
Show back in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. We've been taking that broadcast booth all over the place, and now we have it back here in Kearney, where they're always waiting for you on South 2nd Avenue. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac. They have been named the best new and used car dealer by you, the Kearney Hub Reader's Choice Awards. Nobody better than Midway. Of course, they're the volume size A dealer in the Midwest and volume number one volume Chevy dealer in central Nebraska as well. If you want to learn more, visit them or go online to their great website, thinkmidway.com, where not only can you view every vehicle in their inventory, maybe you don't have the exact color or make or model or year that you want. Well, all you have to do is put that in. They'll let you know as soon as they find that vehicle, and you're the first to know. Plus, simple credit approval process. You can fill out their online credit app. That keeps you moving along. So when you go to the dealership, it's quick, it's sweet, it's hassle-free. The price is right there. You're in, you're out, you have your vehicle, and they take care of you. And Midway is a better way. ThinkMidway.com, of course, at ThinkMidway.com. They've also got their Facebook. You can like that for other special promotions. And they've got daily and weekly features as well. Whether it has to do with your vehicle or just part of the community, Midway is there. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Tomorrow on the program, we're going to be talking with Brad Wagner, more baseball. He is the manager for this year's Kearney Little League team as they get ready to depart this week for Indianapolis in the Midwest Regional, which begins on Saturday. We'll talk about this year's team, how many of the same kids that made the finals last year, and see if they can get to Williamsport. The Kearney teams over the years seem to get a little bit closer and closer and closer, and we'll talk about this year's Nebraska champions, the Kearney Little Leaguers, headed to the Midwest Regional in Indianapolis. Back to some other baseball. We've ran through the Class A schedules for both the seniors and the juniors. Class B seniors in Wahoo. Seward eliminated Broken Bow yesterday. Wahoo eliminated Gretna. Aurora looking great. They beat Omaha Roncalli, and Gehring shuts out Beatrice. So today at 2, Wahoo plays Omaha Roncalli, and at 5, Seward plays Beatrice in elimination games. And then in the winner's bracket at 8, Aurora will take on Gehring. And the Class C Senior State Tournament yesterday, St. Paul eliminated Valparaiso 15-8. Oshkosh knocked out producer Jeff's O'Neill baseball team 5-4.
Sad day.
Sutton defeats Waterloo Valley in the winner's bracket 2-0, and Pender defeats West Point 3-2. So today in elimination games in Valley, Oshkosh and Waterloo Valley at 1, St. Paul and West Point at 4, and Sutton is there again trying to bring home another state championship for that junior-senior program. 7 o'clock, Sutton and Pender play in the winner's bracket final. Still plenty of baseball with all finals scheduled for Wednesday. So it'll be down to the final four after today, and we'll see how the matchups play out for tomorrow. That is your State American Legion Baseball, keeping you up to date there. Plenty of golf to talk about as well. And again, we promise Brady Hoke is going to be joining us here, the head football coach at Michigan, momentarily. But the Nebraska Amateur wrapped up at Scott's Bluff. They had a good participation, and the winner is Greg Soul of Wahoo. His 4-under-68 yesterday is 2 better than Mitchell Clues of Plainview's 70, and that was the winning total. Soul wins it with a 8-under-par total, 280. He is able to bring home the championship, 2 better than Mitchell Clues. Brock Ehler of Mitchell finished 1 shot back of that in 3rd place at 5-under-par. Broken Bow's Tanner Johnson finished in 11th. And Grand Island's Alex Anania, Ryan Harris, and Kearney's Wes Burnt were back in the pack 36th. Tyler Dowling of Kearney and Reed Wiebe of Sutton also made the cut. The Cox Classic, as we said, is in Omaha Thursday through Sunday, and coming in with a little momentum, Scott Gucheski, just the last 2 times, his last 2 finishes, he's been in the top 15 3 weeks ago, I guess it's been now. He finished in a tie for 2nd out at Utah. The following week was an off week on the web.com nationwide tour, and this week it was the Nationwide Children's Hospital Tournament in Columbus, Ohio. Gucheski shoots rounds of 72, 68, 69, 69, and is able to finish at 6-under-par, tied for 14th. Steve Friesen also going to make the tournament. He made the cut, but faltered a little over the weekend and finished in 60th place. Today, they have qualifying going on. This is just insane. There's like 100 and some kids, men, trying to qualify for this tournament, and they are able to get 7 in at 2 different sites, Tiburon in Omaha and Bent Tree at Council Bluffs. They've had a different qualifying sites over the years, and we'll see if some other Nebraskans can get in to this weekend's tournament. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox here for the Olympics. We've got a couple of them here. This comes from Irish Ken. I had a chance to watch the U.S. women's volleyball team play in the Olympics. In my opinion, Jordan Larson was the best player on the floor for the United States. I don't know where they got the center and libero from, but I've seen much better centers and liberos in the Big 12. I also watched the U.S. men's basketball team. So Kobe thinks they could beat the Dream Team. If you're just shooting 30 from 3, dream on, Kobe. There's Irish Ken's opinions for the day. And Mark says, I didn't hear one expert say one good thing about how the top 24 gymnasts are not competing. Once my take. Mark, I'll have to tell you, I didn't delve that deeply into the Olympic gymnastics, but the rule is that only 2 per country can qualify, and Jordan Weaver fell victim to that rule, but she's not the first gymnast to be stung by what many people call the ridiculous rule. The 8 highest scoring gymnasts proceed through the event final. Should 3 gymnasts from 1 country place in the top 8, the lowest scoring of those will not compete, as Olympic finals hold a 2 per country rule. So basically, she was in the top 8, but there were already 2 United States athletes that had scored better than her, and they're all like 15 and 16, and so she's left out, and bad gig. Isn't that what the Olympics are about? But again, hey, let's face it, folks, Olympic trials, only so many can go in certain sports in each event. I mean, the top 2 in swimming, heck, maybe the top 3 cyclists in the world are from Europe. Maybe the top 3 boxers in a weight class are from Russia. I mean, the United States is always going to moan a little bit here, but it happens to more than just our gymnasts. And we appreciate the emails. We'll hear more from you if you'd like to join us. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. And in the Olympics, Serena and Venus Williams advance on. Andy Roddick advances on in tennis. Michael Phelps advanced to the semifinals of the 200-meter butterfly with the third quickest time in today's preliminary. And some other Olympic notes. The women, American swimmer Dana Vollmer, won the 100-meter butterfly, breaking the world record. So there are some positives. China has a one-medal lead going into the day over the United States through just a couple of days of competition. Doug and Daddy's show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We will be back with Brady Hoke in just a moment. But as you get ready for lunch, Grand Island, Kearney, the Chicken Coop, the place to go. Rehash your weekend in sports. Maybe talk about the American Legion Baseball Tournament where your teams are still competing. Happy hour in the afternoon from 2 to 5:30 Monday through Friday. Watch all of your favorite sports on all of the HD televisions. And maybe you need a party room, maybe the baseball team. Hey, call Chicken Coop. They'll say, you know what, here in Kearney, come on in. We'll feed you tonight. Come on in. We've got a spot for you. And every Monday night, how about this delicacy in Kearney? Bull fries and fries. Maybe some of you folks haven't tried that before, and it's only $5.99. Monday night, they've got lunch specials every single day, open 7 days a week. The Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney and Grand Island. Stop by and enjoy a great meal or just a cold beverage today. We'll be back with Brady Hoke next.
Well, folks, summer's here, and for a lot of us, that means taking a vacation we've been looking forward to all year. But how can you make the most of your destination city when you get there? Easy. Just download the StubHub app to your phone, and you'll know exactly what's happening wherever you end up. Concerts, theater, sports, everything going on will be right there in front of you. And you can grab tickets right from your phone. So grab the StubHub app today, and happy traveling.
StubHub! I'm Professor Burke from the University of Farmers, where we wind up agents like outboard motors, and this is a pop quiz. If you're out on the water and your boat finds its way into a steel buoy, are you covered? If you've got Farmers boater insurance, the answer is yes. If not, we've got a policy to help you stay above water, even if your boat's below it.
If you want answers about boat insurance, you want a Farmers agent. Find yours at Farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba-da, bum, 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 bum.
Coverage not available in all states.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
For 5.5 months, the sporting nation has been gripped by a depression of epidemic proportions. Not an economic downturn. It's a matter of withdrawal.
Football withdrawal.
But the Huskers are coming out of hibernation. So are the Lopers and Broncos. Rejoice, dear college football fan, because summer camps are opening up. For pad, pop, and coverage. Keep it tuned to the station that's talking football every day of the year. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. 1460 and 1550 AM.
Some partial clearing is possible at times today. Showers and storms early on, then redeveloping late with a high reaching to 95. Tonight, slight chance of isolated showers or storms continuing with a low of 69.
Right now, it's 75.
Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, welcoming all the American Legion baseball teams to Kearney for the Class A State Tournament. And best of luck to all of those still remaining. It is time for our Big Ten football update, brought to you in part by Complete Nutrition, the nation's fastest-growing franchise of the retail supplement segment. And they've announced the launch of CTS 360, a complete toning system for both male and female weight loss customers that offers a comprehensive and customizable solution. CTS 360 can provide the right combination of products for dramatic weight loss results, whether it's for the first-time weight loss customer or a more experienced user, check out CTS360. And again, talk to the professionals at Complete Nutrition. You're going to tell them what your exercise routine is, what your regimen is. They're going to recommend the best for you, and it's only going to make you feel better, stronger, put a little more pep in the step at Complete Nutrition, Grand Island, and Kearney. We spoke Friday with Michigan head football coach Brady Hoke at Big Ten Media Days in Chicago. Of course, as we said, a couple of kids not on the team anymore. I got the feeling that one is probably gone for the season and one might be back. The more probably important of the two is Fitz Toussaint. He is the starting running back, or was the starting running back, coming into the season. And that's where we start with Coach Brady Hoke.
I guess we'll start off with, you did have the off-field program problems here. How much do you look forward to getting back on the football field here and just getting into practice?
Well, I think we all want to get into practice. I think every guy here is itching to get back on campus and be with your kids, you know. And I think that's one of the things with the rules with the academic year. The academic year has changed because all of our kids are in school all year long, and I think that's something that we need to look at as American Football Coaches Association to the NCAA. You know, you look at basketball now, they get, you know, hours to work out with their guys, and so they're in touch every day. And I think that's an important part, that we can be in touch every day with our guys.
What do you do at the running back position now as you enter camp?
Well, you know, we've got three guys and then two guys coming in who I think all are athletic. I think Vince Smith and Thomas Rawls and Justice Hayes, all three of those guys have done a good job through the spring. I think Vince has played a lot of football for us. So, and then we'll see, you know, as Fitz continues through this suspension, and attitude is everything, and, you know, the things that we'll go through with him.
You'll obviously have people in when you have fall camp. You have people come in and address discipline issues and things like that.
Oh, you always do. I think we all do that, and I think we all do a good job of it. You know, they're 18 to 23 years old, and some of them make bad decisions that aren't the standard of performance or the expectation.
Were you tell me a little bit about getting to work with Denard the first year. When you take over a program, it's nice to have somebody like that can lead your program.
Well, it is. I mean, it's always nice to have a quarterback, you know, who has game experience. And, you know, Denard has so many qualities that there's a lot of guys out there from an athletic standpoint that, you know, can change a game pretty quickly. And I think his growth within the offense, I think his growth within the maturity and the leadership, I think he's done a nice job with.
Can you talk about what you thought the competitiveness was like your first year in the Big Ten?
Well, I coached in the league for 8 years, so it's always been competitive. And I think, you know, it's a great league. I think when you look at the schools that are in the league, from an academic standpoint, how we play football and how football's coached, I think, and the product that we put out there, I think it's a great conference and it's competitive.
What is the one thing that you have to attack right away in fall ball from an experience standpoint or a position standpoint?
Well, I think both our lines, you know, are kind of a work in progress. I think if you would ask any of our coaches, I think up the middle defensively, up front, when you lose a guy like Mike Martin, who had ability, played very well for us, you know, Will Heiniger and Van Bergen, we got to replace those guys. I think Craig Rowe and Jabril Black moving inside has helped. But I think, you know, that part of it. And then I think our offensive line, I think it's, you know, they've kind of had the bell cow in there with Molk for a number of years that, you know, Ricky Barnum's done a nice job through the spring. But we've got, you know, a lot of competition there. You know, Joey Brzezinski's a kid out of San Diego, had walked on, and he's a good football player. And, you know, Pat Omame and Elliot Mueller and Mike Schofield and obviously Taylor I mean, and then we've got some freshman kids and some younger kids who have made some real Jack Miller, made some strides through the course of the summer.
Brady Hoke's with us. Obviously, the dynamics of the special teams has always been something of a tradition at Michigan, and I imagine it will be again this year. Pretty darn good.
Well, it is. Well, you know, we've got to do a better job in the return game. I mean, kickoff returns, we were, you know, not very, very good. And you can gain, you know, some first downs for your offense if you can move the ball down the field. But that's a big part of it, I think. When you look at, you know, we'll have some competition at punter with Will and Matt, and I think that's healthy and that's good. Gibbons, you know, came out last year, had a good year, and made some great improvement. And now we'll see, again, through the competition in fall camp, where he's at.
And last question, obviously Nebraska fans remember your last trip to Memorial Stadium and the epic ball game that was put on. How much do you remember that, and how much are you looking forward to returning?
Well, number one, it's a great atmosphere. And the one thing about Nebraska fans, they enjoy good football. And, you know, that stadium is a great stadium. And that sea of red that will be out there, and walking from the locker room through the crowd a little bit is fun. It's a great place to play a football game.
Coach, thanks for the time. Appreciate it.
You got it. Thanks.
Thanks out to Brady Hoke, the head football coach at Michigan. Of course, when he brought that Ball State team in, that ended up just being outstanding. And then the next year, they run the table. He moves on to California for that job before he comes back out to Michigan. And they've got a great guy. Brady Hoke is a great guy. We've had him two or three times on the Doug and Daddy show before today. And I'll just throw this out. They had the kickoff luncheon. Friday we're doing the show. All the interviews take place before that. They have that huge kickoff luncheon that some of you may have watched on the Big Ten Network or watched online. And then it's getting over about the time our show was getting over on Friday. And a variety of players and coaches, they're walking right by us, probably 50 feet away. And Coach Hoke just kind of looked over at us, so I waved. And, you know, he says, "Hey, take care, Doug." I mean, how the hell does he know who I am? I mean, he talked to me once face-to-face and talked to 100 people out there. So, obviously, he gets a check mark for being extra cool in that. But to talk to Coach Hoke, Michigan, they're going to be back. I mean, they're already back, but you've got to sustain that. Nebraska and Michigan, that's going to be the team Nebraska will be competing against for years to come. And Michigan State is studs as well. So, that is Big Ten conference football, very, very good. And if you can just win your division, get to the championship game, that's going to say a lot. So Brady Hoke, want to thank him for being with us and giving us his time while in Chicago. Tomorrow, our Big Ten preview, let's talk a little Iowa football. Their quarterback, James Vandenberg, maybe an unsung hero. He got thrown into the mix last year and performed extremely well. And he will be joining us tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show to see if Iowa can get into that upper half of the division. So we'll talk with him tomorrow. And our Big Ten reports brought to you in part by Bruce Furniture, Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and Alliance. Bruce has a high demand for used stock in good condition. Not only do they sell you the great new and used furniture, but maybe you don't need a brand new furniture. They can help you with your used furniture, and you can make a little money off it as well. Maybe you're changing out in your home, your apartment, your den, your office. You take out the old furniture, you don't do it, they do it. They bring in the new furniture. They'll give you a decent price if you've got good furniture that you're moving out of there. For more information, contact the folks at Bruce Furniture. Stop by and see them today. Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. Wrapping up our Doug and Daddy show today, we will tell you that our poll question, well, over the weekend, which would you rather see the Big Ten use for football? 8 conference games or 9 conference games? You, the voters, 65% of you say 8. 35% of you would like to go to a 9-game conference schedule, obviously. Mike and I on Friday's show both were in favor of the 8-game conference schedule. Here we go with today's poll question. Does it upset you that NBC is saving the Olympics' biggest events for tape delay in prime time? Yes, I want me some Lochte. No, I only watch primetime anyway. It does not upset me. That is my vote today. It does not upset me because, let's face it, with everything, whether it's on one of their numerous television channels, or if you've got Dish or Direct and you've got special extra channels, or you're online, if you want to watch an Olympic event with an American in it live, I think you can, no matter what the sport is. So that's why I say it doesn't bother me that they're going to put that on in prime time. You put your home run hitters on and when you want to watch them. So there you go. And if you would like to vote, ESPNSuperstation.com is the place to go. Want to thank everyone for joining us today, including our American Legion baseball coaches, Brad Archer of Kearney Runza and Steve Illingsworth of Hastings Five Points, both playing elimination games today. Kearney Runza getting ready to take on Millard West here at 1 o'clock at Memorial Field. And for Hastings, they are taking on Bellevue West this afternoon. That game is at 4 o'clock and, of course, hosted down in Omaha Burke. You can hear that game on 1230 KHAS. Also, Grand Island Home Federal playing Papillion La Vista this afternoon at 4 o'clock at Memorial Field in Kearney. And Kearney and Grand Island are facing off against each other in the Class A Juniors at 2 o'clock this afternoon in Bellevue. Also want to thank Brady Hoke, Michigan head football coach Mike Will, for joining me today. Tomorrow, Brad Wagner, Kearney Little League Baseball, and Iowa quarterback James Vandenberg among our guests. Enjoy your day, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.